Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
We had some opportunities down the field. They played back and we're throwing it underneath. And again, with this D-line, you don't want to sit there and take a seven-step drop and pat the ball because they're coming to get you. So I think it was more game plan than I had of just, again, finding space, letting our guys work underneath. And the way that we ran the ball, again, there wasn't a huge need to take shots and understanding what type of game this was. A little bit of wind, a little bit of cold, personnel-wise, of who they got, who we got. You know, this is a typical AFC North type team where ball possession, field position, is crucial to the game, and I think that's kind of what we did tonight.
That's interesting. At the end there, Josh Allen on the Bills' win in Pittsburgh yesterday. I'm trying to get his numbers up. The Bills outgained the Steelers by more than 200 yards in this game, just most of it on the ground. Allen ends up 15 for 23, 123, a touchdown, a pick, another rushing touchdown, making him the most prolific quarterback in history getting in the end zone on the ground. 76 rushing touchdowns. Crazy. But also not shocking. We've been seeing him do it his whole career.
It is. And I mentioned yesterday on postgame, I think we played a highlight and I said, he's now the all-time leader. Like I said it like that, because every time I see a stat like that on the screen about him, I consume it. I go, oh, I process it, and I still think it's his eighth year in the league. How? And he's a quarterback. Well, obviously, it's a quarterback stat. Quarterback rushing touchdowns, but 8 years just seems incredible to have set that mark already. It seems like the kind of thing a quarterback should be setting the mark for at the end of his 14th season or something. You know, like on a little fall forward quarterback sneak. And Allen has his share of those now, too.
Do you think soon, but like eventually it will be? Is quarterback rushing, because obviously like this is a relatively recent trend, yeah, in the league. We had Randall Cunningham, we had Vic, and we had Newton, who Allen passes for this record. But is it going to keep going in that direction where Allen's not done, I don't want to say in 10 years, but in 20 years, like somebody just blows past him? Or does it need to be that?
I wonder, yeah. Like Newton, I'm making this point about Allen. How long was Newton really at the peak of his powers for? Or even how long was his career in general?
10, 12.
10, 12 at most, I think. So it's not like he played for a super long time either and had, I think, a couple of really big years in the middle of his career. But nonetheless, yeah, I'm inclined to think, yeah, I think it'll keep getting pushed. But, you know, even a guy like Lamar is a great runner, a better in-the-field runner, I would say, than Allen is. But where's he on this list?
Nowhere.
Like, he doesn't score touchdowns,
right,
like Allen does. He's not a bully.
He's 34.
At the line of scrimmage.
And he started games earlier than Allen did.
So, I mean, right? Allen. Yeah,
well, I guess not. No, he didn't.
Right.
He didn't. He took off earlier than Allen did.
Right.
But 34. Right. Tied with Taysom Hill.
I want to say that's kind of a joke.
That it's not part of his game, like
right,
you said.
Right. So, maybe, you know, being in an era where quarterbacks are rushing more and it's not as much of a – it certainly isn't discouraged. It's more encouraged than discouraged, and it's not any longer something that will be held over a guy's head if he runs too much. You were referencing being in a fantasy draft during Allen and Jackson's rookie year and people yelling for, you know, for within the gallery or people participating in the draft calling Jackson a running back.
Yeah.
You know,
to mock him.
That's not going to be happening anymore, but that doesn't necessarily mean that a guy who's a good runner as a quarterback is going to show up and just shatter Josh Allen's touchdown record. Lamar Jackson's Exhibit A for that. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it'll stand for a good long while. I mean, he's got the lead now, and
there are only so many touchdowns you can score.
I just don't know how much like, how much longer to expect him to keep playing like this. You know, the rushing, especially. But whatever. I'm not in a hurry to get rid of it. I know that. I hope it never goes away.
I know, but it is interesting to try to imagine what the future does look like there. He's at 76, one fewer than Tony Dorsett. Everybody above him, he's 25th all-time among all players. Tony Dorsett, Edgerrin James, Ricky Waters, Marshawn Lynch. He's a year away from Marshawn Lynch, at the most, at his current pace.
Mm-hmm.
Playoffs don't even count. I wonder where he ranks if you included the playoffs. Because when they get to the playoffs, they don't have a better play. Like, that's just
– right.
He has to run it. They're going to lose. And that's going to be true this year, too.
Sure. Yeah, I see no reason why that would change this year. Last night may have been coming off a game where it was, you know, we can't get him hit so much and we got to protect him, all that. And you know, pass rush is a different thing, but still a consistent theme.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In the run-up to this game was, we got to take better care of 17. And he wasn't, you know, again, I not that it's reckless to have him run it, far from it, but you are exposing him, and he or they, I mean, there were a couple of design runs in there. I don't know if those are all his call or what, but there was not like a, let's just try to get him through another week at all. Like, he was in it yesterday physically.
Yep. He has 7 playoff rushing touchdowns, by the way. So 83.
That's all.
I know. 5 the last 2 years, but only 2 before that. So 83 career, including playoffs. Like, I love this stuff. Barry Sanders is 99, regular season only. Not 10 players have 100 or more. Barry Sanders.
Has 99.
Allen is 2 years away.
From passing Barry Sanders.
From Barry Sanders for rushing touchdowns if he keeps his pace up.
Short career,
but that's running backs.
Right.
Barry Sanders played 10 years. Tomlinson played 11.
That really isn't that short for a running back. Now, you know, Sanders, there was such a big deal made about him being frustrated with the Lions and walking away because he just didn't want to do it anymore. But 10 years is a... That's a healthy amount to give of your life to playing running back in the NFL.
Derrick Henry's on his 10th year.
Yeah.
He's above. Walter Payton went 13. Jim Brown played 9. So the quarterback has the advantage in this
right
category because you'd want to think Allen could play 20. In which case, he passes Emmitt Smith. Number one all time. It's not nuts. Like,
who on this list? You've got the list open, obviously.
I do.
Who?
No, I have it memorized.
Who on this list is active that's ahead of him?
Derrick Henry only.
Derrick Henry's the only one.
Top 25 players in NFL history in rushing touchdowns. Derrick Henry is 5th at 116. Allen is 25th at 76. Everyone else is retired. Next among active players. Oh, this is good. You won't get it. I mean, I say that as your friend. I guess when I say you won't get it, I meant I won't get it. I wouldn't have gotten it.
Yeah.
You know who this is? 72. Wow. This is rushing touchdowns.
72 rushing touchdowns.
Wow. This is really cool.
Deebo Samuel.
That's funny. No, he might have.
10.
10. I mean, this is really cool.
It's a running back.
Yes.
Okay.
Although Jalen Hurts, among active players, is 5th with 63. 4th is Jonathan Taylor. Jonathan Taylor is in his 6th year. He could double what he's got. He could get, you know, top 5 all time, I would think. 66. There's one other active running back above him, and I never would have thought of this guy because I never draft him, and it's my fault. I never draft Henry either because why draft Derrick Henry when you could have Drake London? That's not even fair to Drake London. He's good.
Yeah. I'm not going to – I don't have
Jacobs.
Wow. Get right? the hell out of here.
Jacobs has 72.
Wow.
One fewer than LeSean McCoy. Two fewer than Earl Campbell.
And how many seasons is that for him?
This is 7.
Wow. That's big. That's huge.
That's pretty good.
That is consistent production year over year. I imagine that is the case. I don't.
Allen has more rushing touchdowns than Zeke. When that spoon. And Earl Campbell. To me, that's way more interesting than having more than any quarterback. But, of course, the fact that he's a quarterback makes it that much more interesting. Just like your favorite running back growing up is very possibly behind Allen in rushing touchdowns. 76. One fewer than Tony Dorsett. Two fewer than Ricky Waters. Ricky Waters being that high kind of surprises me a little bit, too. But he was super good. 10-year career.
Yeah.
Dorsett, 12-year career. Wow. At the beginning of this conversation, I didn't ever get to say it, but Allen in that soundbite, you know, typical AFC North. Cincinnati, however, is not your typical AFC North. They are not the stereotype.
No.
The Steelers and the Ravens can be, or even the Browns. They're going to play games 16-15 and 26-8, like the Browns played yesterday. Browns 26-8, Steelers only managed 26-7, by the way. But Cincinnati will shoot it out with you. They kind of have to
right.
have any chance. 5.5, 51.5 this week. Bengals at Bills. So 29, 23.5. It's a little high. 28.5 to 23. That kind of a game.
Kind of would blow my mind if this game doesn't go over. I wonder what that number will do as the week goes on. Man, I don't know how much I don't look at the all these parlays, I very rarely bet totals. I just I concentrate on other stuff. So it's not a number that I look at early in the week or late in the week, but I know what it is now, and I wonder like how much those are prone to fluctuation as the week goes on. Maybe the weather forecast plays a part in that. Obviously health of quarterbacks especially plays a part in that. But I wonder if that'll go up as the week goes on.
I could see it. Bills and Bengals Sunday at 1. By the way, that game time was changed a week or two ago to 1 o'clock in Orchard Park. Eric Wood coming up at 4. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Mission, give where you live. We're at Dashes on Hurdle near Sterin today. You can drop off many different kinds of donations at any Dashes market through December 19th during regular business hours. New hats, gloves, scarves, sweatsuits, toiletries, non-perishable food items as well. And we'll be out here all day today helping to promote this great cause. We'll be back after a break. Eric coming up at 4. Sal will be at 5 today. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.